I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Approximately 1 million people are on the move in Lebanon, where Israel began ground operations earlier this week. Heart for Lebanon's Meili Melki says they've added 1,500 families to their care operations since the latest war began.
These are vulnerable Lebanese families that woke up one day, had nothing prepared for a crisis like this. This also encompasses refugee families who are now twice and thrice displaced, whether Kurdish or Syrian.
Help Heart for Lebanon make Christ's love tangible at missionnews.org.
Please pray for our ability to show the gospel in action. This is not something that we are wired as humans to respond to, but it is yet another opportunity for the kingdom to expand and for the hope of Christ to be front and center.
And in Lesotho, a house called the Patient House sits across from Mission Aviation Fellowship's airbase. MAF flies in medical patients from remote villages, and the Patient House gives them a place to stay until they're seen in the hospital or can head home. Joe Adams with MAF Lesotho says,
"They keep the patients there. We make sure that they have food. Some of them don't know how to use anything but an open fire. So we have people that will cook them food with, you know, an electric stove or whatever we have it there."
It's also often the first place they encounter Christ's compassion. Each person who works at the Patient House,
that person is also a follower of Jesus and is there to also pray with them and to share the gospel with them as appropriate.
Pray that people of Lesotho ultimately know Jesus' spiritual healing. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.